rope. They threatened and promised so much, and why, when I was contained, numberless, and posed no threat. We'll talk soon of Elbridge Colby, but I ask you to hold this rope, as no postmodernist conceit. My weight will rip inside your armpits, and I'll sway like a corpse, back and forth on blind depths, too lightless even for black, too deaf for wet echo. There'll be a time when you let go, in pain beyond a choice, but the rope is not suicidal. I can fly here evenly for a time. I will list some faces of suicides, Grace or Joan Mass perhaps, who at first thought writing was a brook to refresh and for respite. But this is not the end of Charles Roland. There is one of you, not a mass, in gloating darkness on a mountain. Have you heard of Elbridge Colby? We will move from my state, as I do in truth to survive, to the personal and worldly. Tacitly condoned by the New York Times, Democratic Party, Colby, who was joint undersecretary in charge of strategy and developing the force, has written for the Council of Foreign Relations that the war on terrorism is gone and that we will go nuclear again against Russia and China. The Council know they can contain anything. Hold the rope. I will fall from my state, without numbers, without hope, without promise, without threat, to the personal and worldly. We can talk about Elbridge Colby.